Breaking news. This is breaking news on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
We have exciting things to announce.
Yes, we have received one of the very first, I think is the very first Yoda 6-inch figure from the Black Series from Hasbro.
Right.
I think it's Black Series 3, is it, I think?
Is it 4 or 3?
3, 4. And yes, we have had a chance to look at them. We're looking at them right now, as a matter of fact.
We are.
And I can say, personally, now we're sharing this reveal
right
with our friends over at Jedi Temple Archives.
We are.
So you want to head over there to JediTempleArchives.com to check out their full, complete review, which is very awesome. Our friend Paul over there doing that review. Lots of terrific photography as well over there that you can check out. Some of those images you can also check out at BigKevsGeekStuff.com at some point in the near future-ish.
Ish.
And, yeah, so let's talk about the figure. 6-inch scale.
Right.
Yoda. So he's a bit shorter than everyone else.
As he should be.
And, yeah, and I think the thing that I like most about it is it really does sort of harken back to, like, the 1981 Yoda figure.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are talking about the snake accessory, right?
Yes.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but the thing that I think I like the most, or that stuck out to me the most, was the photos of the reveal underneath the actual cloth.
Right.
Like that sculpted robe that's underneath.
The sculpted robery.
Yeah, that really was like, wow, I got hit with the nostalgia bomb looking
yeah, so,
at that.
So you have like the sculpted brown robes underneath on the actual figure, and then you have the soft goods topping,
right.
if you will. The tan sort of overcoat, the other part of the robes, if you will. And then there's the belt around that, right?
Right, right.
Uh-huh. And in this particular version, it comes with the snake, as OG said. And, yeah, that's a huge... I think that's got to be a huge sort of nostalgic necessity.
It comes with a saber, too.
It does.
Which is nuts.
It does. What? So, I don't... So, this Yoda... This has got to be like Episode 5 Yoda, right?
Right.
Based on the snake and so on and so forth. And the outfit.
And the outfit. Yeah, little, absolutely. That's Dagobah Yoda.
Little tatted.
Yeah.
So why the saber?
You know, I...
Because, so, well, right. I mean, one assumes he has it.
Immediately, my first thought was, why the saber? Well, we don't know that, though. We never see him use it.
That's true.
So maybe he... And remember, we don't actually know what happens. Do we know what happens? In official canon, we don't know what happens.
No, I mean, I think the last thing... Oh, wait a minute. The last thing... Isn't the last thing, like, he's fighting the Emperor, and then he's off with... what's his name? Bail Organa?
Does it say he goes to Dagobah, though? We don't know that part of the story.
Into hiding, I will go.
So, right. So we know. So we don't know. Maybe he doesn't have the saber. I don't know.
Maybe
he
doesn't
see it, is what I'm saying.
But here's the thing. And Hasbro wanting to give everybody the best opportunity they can to sort of fulfill all the roles of Yoda, I think. That's why you get accessories like this included.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's a bad choice.
No!
It's just, it did stand out, though.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at the snake, and you're looking at the outfit, and you're like...
I'm thinking Episode 5
yeah.
Yoda.
Right. But, look, I mean, it's a saber. It's not like
yeah.
it, you know, it didn't break the bank one way or the other.
And how many points of articulation does it have? Or, as we like to say, places where articulation takes place.
Points where articulation actually happens. I actually do want to comment on that. I like that he's so articulated.
He is.
Because traditionally, right, he kind of had that, like, he had that bend in the arm at the elbow, but there was no movement in the elbow.
Right.
So you have full articulation in the elbow now, and I believe you have articulation in the... I believe you have some articulation in the...
It's 16 points of articulation. Yeah.
So no knee articulation, but you do have the cut at the thigh and at the hips.
Right.
And then you have the fully articulated arm.
Right.
I'm
shoulders,
assuming the
wrists.
Hands are articulated.
Yeah.
You know,
neck.
Because he can grab the cane and stuff. I got to tell you, him with the snake around his neck.
Yeah.
Holding the cane.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the way you have to put that figure.
That probably brings you right back to college, doesn't it?
It does, right back to college. That's it.
But, I mean, overall, I have to say a really great addition to the line.
Yeah, I'm
excited for it. It's a key character, so, of course, you know, you're going to want to have him. I've seen one of the shots that I really like that JTA did.
Is it the R2 shot? It's
is the shot with him and R2, which I think is really, really terrific.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, like we said, we are the first people after Jedi Temple Archives, or along with Jedi Temple Archives,
in conjunction with,
to be talking, to see actual production on this figure, to be talking about it, and you can check out more again over at our website, bkgeekstuff.com.
That's right.
Where hopefully we'll get some of the fine photography from JTA up over there. And we also want you to check out JediTempleArchives.com.
Right.
Terrific Star Wars site for all things Star Wars toy related. Our friend Paul did a fine review of this piece. Paul goes really deep.
He does.
Real, real deep. And that's really awesome. You know, from the perspective of a lot of collectors, they want those kind of details.
I would say that in the early stages of Big Kev's Geek Stuff,
right,
we used to go that deep.
Yeah.
We've gotten away from that a little bit.
Yeah, we're more surface people. We're shallow.
I think our focus just shifted a little bit.
So no, totally.
That we have places like JTA is what I'm getting at.
And JTA is
to have that
totally
in depth.
It's one of those places that we like to promote because we like the stuff going on over there. So definitely check them out for this Yoda review. And we'll link them up with the pictures, little blurb or something.
And as we're throwing all this praise at JTA, as it's much warranted. I think we should really praise Hasbro.
I agree.
A great job. Yep. I think Hasbro is listening to some of the fan criticism.
At least a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're coming through and they're putting out some good pieces.
Yeah.
And some of these pieces
I certainly think this is
great.
One of them. Yeah.
And you know, kudos to them and thank you for them for giving us this opportunity.
So can I ask you a question?
No.
Is this one gonna make your pick and choose collection?
It does make my pick and choose.
It does.
It does.
Oh, that's great.
It does because of the displayability alongside other figures.
Right.
Like, he will display well with X-Wing Luke and R2.
Yeah, right? Nice.
Like, that as a triptych.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That is right? Nice.
That's a good piece. That's a good set.
Yep.
So he makes that criteria for that reason.
And will you be building sort of a Dagobah base to go with them?
Yes,
or?
Yes. I'm going to buy that big, huge X-Wing.
Oh, no.
I'll sink half of it in a... I'll sink half of it in like a mud bath.
You can't. You couldn't possibly because it's plastic. It'll float out of anything.
Not if you weigh it down.
I hate that X-Wing.
Not if it's cement.
Anyway, so there it is. Breaking news on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Sure.
Definitely check that out. And you're going to be hearing more about the Black Series as we go along.
Right.